people. Buck here. Buck's podcast. Oh, this is a good one. British warn Russia over terrors attack. You know that big attack that took place in Russia over the like last couple of days, I think it was. There's four men caught. They were brutally beaten. And I do believe none of them were killed, but Russia has them in custody as of now. And there was like 137 people that died in a concert hall in, over there in Moscow. And it says, Britain warns Russia not to use Moscow attack to intensify war on Ukraine. Warns of what? 77-man army. Perhaps, after all, Britain also has a navy, whose newest aircraft carrier broke a propeller shaft and can't even sail at a port. But there they are, warning Russia it would be if it wasn't so pathetic. Like, seriously. You are warning the wrong people, you know. Their army is more great, more advanced, more better. Don't get me wrong, like the British Army is, you know, they're top-notch people. Like their military is top-notch. They got some very good military people. But be warning Russia over this, you know. Why even get yourself in further than what you are with, you know, them being on your bad side? You really don't want to, you know, provoke the bear, so to speak. Because we know what happens when you provoke a bear. Especially if you're out in the woods, you know. You go around poking around at a bear, and you know what's going to happen to you. He's going to rip your goddamn head off. All I can say is the British Prime Minister, President, whatever the hell he is, sometimes comments cause actions, and I hope it doesn't, but if it does, you know, I'm sorry to say. So thanks for listening, and if you like this, you know what to do, you know, keep that stick on the ice if you're a hockey player. Thank you.